In the very early hours, just before dawn, with darkness receding and the night nearly gone, it was then that our Savior so oft chose to pray, in preparing himself for each coming day. I imagine him kneeling, a great clear and starry morn, in the quiet reflection with the sun yet unborn. But this time it was different when in the garden he prayed, as he bowed down to his Father, you would hear him say, I will take their place, I will pay the price, I'll be the holy lamb that needs to be sacrificed, for they have sinned and I have not, yet I will still give my blood to atone, to obey my Father's will. Selfless and giving beyond what we see, his blood still to offer, so willing and free. Try to imagine the words you may hear as he knelt there in torment, his death drawing near. With great drops of blood he prayed for reprieve from the cup so full of suffering he was about to receive. If you listen so carefully, you might hear him say, I'm willing, O Father, if there's no other way. The cross is heavy, the nails are sharp, a spear will pierce my side. I'll be mocked and crowned with thorns, I know I'll die. I could call 10,000 angels, but I carry this burden still. I'll do this all to obey my Father's will. Then they took him from the garden up to that hill, to where he'll be crucified. Then they took him from the garden up to that hill, to where he'll be crucified, to where he'll be killed. And he hung there on the cross. I knew he could see me. I knew I was the reason that he had to bleed. In anguish and pain, he stared up to the sky. With his mouth stung with vinegar, he began to cry. God, please forgive them, for they know not what they do. They need your grace that can only come from you. I love them so much, but through this pain I feel, though it's finished, I'd do it all again to obey my Father's will.